This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's January, and for many techies, that means time to head to the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The massive, decades-running event is where companies big and small try to shine among a sea of glinting hardware products. Software, too. Some of the things unveiled proved to be game changers. Others proved to be snake oil. What's going to be big at this year's event? Next week, we're sending Marketplace's Nova Safa to the show to find out. But first, here's a preview.
CES this year is preoccupied with pretty mundane objects.
Things like your toothbrush or your door locks.
That's Sean Dubrovac. He's the chief economist for the Consumer Electronics Association. Dubrovac says last year was a turning point in the move to take everyday objects and connect them to the internet. And this year, there are more such objects than ever.
So, for example, Adidas has a connected soccer ball and will measure your kick, how high it was, how fast it's rotating.
Obviously, there's privacy and security risks.
Adam Thierer, who's attending CES, is a technology policy researcher at George Mason University. He says consumers need to be more careful, but companies do too.
To make sure that these new technologies are as secure as possible and safeguard our information and do not share it too freely or openly.
Thierer says this is something a lot of companies have to think about, from marketers to entertainment producers and car makers. In Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.